Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. This is where we hear from the businesses and services available in the Buffalo area. And if you'd like to be on the program, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joining me this segment, attorney Arthur Pressman. And Arthur, right off the top, in general, what areas of law do you concentrate on?
Good morning, Randy. Thank you for having me back. My practice is focused primarily on criminal defense, DWI, and traffic tickets.
And a lot of things in the news regarding the DWIs in a couple of areas to explore. The issue of legalizing marijuana has been bandied about in the state. Looks like, at least for this session, not going to happen. But it still has had and continues to have an impact on what you do and on, of course, other people potentially in the way of these impaired drivers.
I'm glad you brought that up. I think most people are concentrated or focused on the fact that you can get pulled over for driving while intoxicated by drinking alcohol and becoming intoxicated. And I think people lose sight of the fact that we have had on the books for quite some time a charge called drive while impaired by drugs. And that can be any type of drug, even prescription drugs. And with the in the news lately with marijuana at the forefront of potentially being legalized, there's also been discussion that the governor will and the legislature will add legislation which increases the enforcement of drive while impaired by drugs, and there will also be additional funding for training police and law enforcement in what are called drug recognition experts. And those are police officers who are specifically trained to recognize whether someone is under the influence of a drug, whether it's prescription or a non-prescription drug or a recreational drug. One of the things that the public, I don't think, really is aware of is that the penalties for being convicted of driving while impaired by drugs are really almost identical to being convicted of driving while intoxicated by alcohol. You can lose your license, you can go to jail, you can have a large fine. The only real significant difference is that you don't need to install an interlock ignition device in your vehicle if you're convicted of driving while impaired by drugs. But it's a significant infringement and burden on your ability to drive and get around. And if you have multiple convictions for either intoxication or impairment, the penalties are enhanced and you can wind up in jail.
And as far as people who get these violations are concerned, in what ways can you help them?
Well, I've been doing this for over 34 years, and my practice is focused primarily on DWI, and I handle DWIs throughout Western New York and all eight counties of Western New York. Obviously, the first thing is that we don't want people to drink and drive or to take recreational drugs and drive, and also be careful when you take your prescription medication to be aware of that it can impair your driving. And we all see bottles that say, don't operate machinery or vehicles when you take certain medication. And even people who have been taking their prescription medication for a long period of time, once in a while, it just has a funny reaction. I've had clients of mine who have been taking a drug for 5 years. They take it two or three times a day and never have a problem. And then all of a sudden, they wind up, hitting three or four parked cars because it's had a funny reaction, and they black out or they're just impaired. So that's the number one thing, is just be aware that what you're taking and how it can affect you, and obviously don't drink and drive. If you do get pulled over, what we always tell people is to be polite and polite with the police officers and cooperative to a certain extent. Most people don't realize that when you are pulled over for a DWI, you do not have to answer questions about what you had to drink. You do not have to take any of the roadside field sobriety tests. And I think a lot of us are familiar with, like, touching your finger to your nose or walking a straight line. You do not have to take those. And you're not penalized for refusing to take those. You also are obligated to take a breath test whenever you get a license issued to you, but you can refuse to take a breath test back at the station or a blood or urine test. But if you do refuse to take a blood or a blood test or a urine test or a breath test, DMV does impose additional penalties separate from any court proceeding, because there's a compact when you get your license that you're implying that you'll take a chemical test. So if you don't, DMV does impose additional penalties.
Talking with attorney Arthur Pressman on Buffalo Means Business here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Have there been any significant changes for the law pertaining to DWIs and DUIs over the past few years?
I think mostly it's enforcement. Also, the DMV has begun about 3 years ago. They have a 25-year look-back period. And what they're doing is they're looking back at people's driving records 25 years. And if you have accumulated, let's say as a teenager, a DWI, or you accumulated a number of high speeding tickets where you're going over 21 miles an hour over the speed limit or reckless driving, and when you're 35 or 40 and you get something that they consider a serious incident, it can impact your present ability to drive. I have clients who have gotten a DWI conviction 22 years ago, 23 years ago, and then one 18 years ago, and they get charged with talking on their cell phone in 2019, and they mail it in and plead guilty. And that's a five-point ticket, but it's also considered a serious incident in DMV's policies, and they get a letter from DMV revoking their license. And they don't realize that something that happened 22, 23 years ago is having an impact now on what they do now. So one of the things that I always tell people, and one of the things we emphasize in our radio advertisements, is don't plead guilty. Don't just mail anything in. Consult the lawyer, because everything you do now and have done in the past can impact your future ability to drive and remain without having a criminal record.
And this may be more of a political question than maybe an attorney kind of question, but does it, in a way, make what you do any more difficult or any different from the talk of kind of being lax on the rules, specifically regarding marijuana, kind of, even though it's not still legalized in the state, maybe not prosecuting those cases for certain amounts that a person might have on them?
Well, I've definitely noticed over the years that, at least in this county, in Erie County, that the district attorney's office and the local police agencies don't have an emphasis on really prosecuting low-level marijuana offenses. I do represent a number of clients that are have large amounts of marijuana that are seized, and even in those instances, I think the attitudes have changed over the years about that. The emphasis really is on, and what I see when I have negotiations with the district attorney's office or law enforcement, is prosecuting people who are dealing and selling fentanyl or heroin. And obviously, because of the tragedy of the opioid crisis here throughout New York State and the country, that's where law enforcement and the DA's office is concentrating, prosecuting those people that are charged with that. So marijuana certainly, I think, is on the back burner now as far as prosecution. It has been for a number of years. And, I think it'll obviously continue to be. And once it's legalized, which is inevitable, I believe, we won't be having this discussion at all about marijuana anymore, except if you get arrested for, driving while you're under the influence of marijuana.
And I have the presumption that with drinking in particular, seems to be more of a cyclical thing. Like you'll see more of a spike with some instances, or at least the reported instances, around holidays. Marijuana, kind of all year round, right? There's not really a specific season for it, if you will.
No, I don't think there's a specific season for marijuana or even alcohol. I mean, people who have an alcohol use disorder or alcohol abuse disorder drink all year round. And, for the person who drinks socially and makes a bad mistake on a one-time basis, gets pulled over for a DWI, maybe more around the holidays or actually, the summer season when people are having barbecues and picnics. But people who are, actively drinking on a regular basis, those kind of arrests are occurring all year round. When the weather gets nice, I do see a spike in people getting pulled over for traffic violations, and I know that the law enforcement throughout the area, they do run like initiatives, or they have campaigns where they do want to highlight traffic safety, and especially in the summer months. So there is a spike in traffic violations, primarily speeding.
And one of the things that sets you apart, is that if someone actually needs legal advice or representation, you're the one answering the phone calls, and you're the one that actually makes the court appearances every time.
That's correct. And when you were to, if you were to try to call me or go on our website and or the different various search engines looking for a lawyer like me, all the different phone numbers that I have, everything's directed to my cell phone. It doesn't go to my secretary or my office. I want to speak to someone directly and immediately. So if you call any of my numbers or contact us online, we have a live chat on our website. I get alerted and I respond as soon as I possibly can, and I always want to speak to you directly. I'm the only attorney in the office. I'm the only one who goes to court for you. There is no one else. There's no associate with lesser experience. I'm the one who is with you from the first interview until the last day we're in court. And my 34 years of experience in this area lets me build relationships with the prosecutors and the judges and law enforcement throughout the area. And I think that really helps in getting a good result for my clients on each and every case.
And tagging on that, what else would be the benefits of choosing you over any other DWI attorney out there?
Well, I'm not afraid to take on the tough cases and go to trial if we need to. I like to think that when I evaluate a case, I have years of experience in seeing almost everything under the sun. And, I'm looking for things that stand out and that we can use to help a client in defending something, or help a client who's been unjustly accused, and help a client when need be, just manage their life and the struggles they have, so that they don't get rearrested or they don't find themselves in trouble again. So a lot of my job is acting like a social worker as well, and I have a lot of resources that help people that have various issues, whether it's mental health or addictions, and when they get caught up in the criminal justice system, I have a lot of resources available to help navigate them through it and get the best possible result for them, not only in criminal court, but also in their life.
Easiest way to get a hold of you, by phone or is it by internet?
The easiest way is by phone. Certainly if you're on our website, we do have a live chat, and it is sent to me almost immediately, and I'll call you right back.
Is there anything else that we haven't covered yet that you wanted to make sure and get out there?
I think we covered everything today, Randy. I just tell people to, be careful on the roads and, be smart. And if you have a lapse of judgment, please give us a call, and we're here to assist you.
And as you mentioned, make sure that you're aware of what rights you have. Again, we're talking about people who are potentially impaired and may not be thinking most clearly. But again, the advice that you had for people who might get stopped
is be polite, be cooperative, but you do not have to, in a DWI situation or an impaired by drug situation, you do not have to take any of the tests that they offer you. It doesn't penalize you, but just be polite and cooperative with the police otherwise.
Yeah, and failing that, as you said, stay safe.
Stay safe is correct.
Again, the number 261-4977. That's Attorney Arthur Pressman. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.